Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings to everyone that is tuning in throughout this world and on this earth to the Black Box Show. I am so grateful to be before you as the co-host, the creator of the heavens and of the earth. The infinite intelligence is the host of this show. I am so thankful for this platform that the Creator have given me the opportunity to share with you what He have shared with me. I thank you for those that are tuning in that are of different culture, different nationality, different walks of life, different ages, and is tuning in from different parts of the earth. Thank you for tuning in this morning, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, this Tuesday morning. This topic, the emotion of jealousy. And for those that would like to call in to listen to this show live outside of going to the site blogtalkradio.com/Roosevelt Muhammad. You can call in as well and listen to this show live at the number 646-668-2562. Again, the number is 646-668-2562. And also, you can download this show and listen to this show for yourself, and also share this show with your family, with your neighbors, with your friends, and whomever else that the idea will pop up in your mind to say, you know, I believe this particular show can benefit this person, and share this with your Facebook friends, with your Twitter friends, for those that are on Instagram, share this show with them. Thank you for supporting this show, the Black Box Show. We're going to get right into this topic, the emotions of jealousy. Let's go into the definition of emotion. The definition of emotion, emotion is a noun. And the definition of emotion is a natural, instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationships with others. And let's go into the word instinctive. Instinctive means of a person doing or being a specific thing, apparently naturally or automatically. Emotion. Emotion. When we look at those that are in the sports world, and they worked hard and worked smart during the beginning of the season, and they make it all the way to the finals, and they give it their all. And after they become the winner, you see how they just run into each other. They pick up each other. And you see all these bodies of different color, of different creed, of different culture, different nationality, different way of thinking, just being different people. And how all of these physical bodies run into each other, grab each other, they jump on top of each other, go down to the floor, and they pick each other up. And no one get hurt. No one get hurt. The physical body is a mass of energy. And so all that is going on is a mass of energy coming together as one. And they celebrate. The emotion is high. You can have a positive or a negative emotion. And everybody, they just so excited. From the players to the coaches to the fans to the family to the managers to the GM. And the frequency all the way from the top of the booth down to the floor is in harmony with each other. The vibration is so high that everybody in that arena, in that stadium, feel that vibration. No one is worrying about, will I get hurt? The fans running down the stairway, running down the walkway, no one get hurt. That's amazing how when you're not focusing on a particular thing, whether it be the loss of a loved one, whether it be something going on in your personal life, in your family life, whatever is taking place before that moment. That's amazing how people can ignore the very things that's been troubling them. The very things that's been causing them to have a yucky spirit and a stinking way of thinking. And something that makes them feel good outweighs it at that very moment. Let's go into the word jealousy. Jealousy comes from the word jealous. Jealous, the definition, jealous is an adjective. And it means feeling or showing envy of someone or their achievements and advantages. Let me repeat this again. Jealous means feeling or showing envy of someone or their achievements and advantages. Now, in the word, in the definition, jealous is envy. We're going to go into that definition. Envy is a verb. And it means desire to have a quality, possession, or other desirable attribute belonging to someone else. You know that all of us have 86,400 seconds in a day to accomplish whatever we choose to be and do whatever we choose to. For those that is affected with this disease, jealousy, you have to follow the footprints that led you to that moment. Backtrack those footprints and see how did you become infected with jealousy. And most time, people are jealous without a real reason. Instead of them writing out a plan or asking the people that they are jealous about, just asking them, how did you get where you at? How did you have the opportunity to gain what you have gained in life? How did you get those possessions in your life? And we both came up in the same neighborhood, a rough neighborhood. We both was raised by a single parent. We both went to the same school. We both had the same teachers. How did you make it farther than me? How did you win those awards? What happened? What happened? You know, when people see others become successful in what they've been dreaming about, they feel as though that they have left them behind. And sometimes people make people feel guilty because they have moved out of the neighborhood from indecent to decent. And they feel as though that those people think they better than me, because they want something better for themselves and their family. I'm here to tell you, do not give in to people playing mind games, making you sympathize with them because they refuse to become better than what they are. They refuse to grow. They refuse to develop, to be what they heart desire. But they have became their own prisoner. They have fed into the genetic saying that you ain't gonna be nothing because your father wasn't nothing. Your mother wasn't nothing. We all had the struggle, and you got the struggle too. That's running in your family: cancer, diabetes, heart attacks. That's running in your family. So you may have one or the other. A lot of us been told this, that we're going to die from one of these diseases that most of the family members have died from. And I'm here to tell you that's a lie. Just because your mother or your father or both parents was broke, just because they dropped out of school, just because they had ideals and dreams and they didn't move out to accomplish those ideals and dreams, you have to repeat that? That's a lie. And that's why in our family, you have aunties and uncles that are jealous of one another. You have cousins, nieces, and nephews that are jealous of one another. So it's some cliques going on. So we take sides with family members against other family members without a just cause. That's a sickness. That's an illness that has to be cured. You know, we have to retake responsibility for our actions. We must be more responsible in what we want in life. Stop playing the blame game. Stop making other people opinion about you to tell you, to dress you and measure you and size you up from the crown of the head to the sole of your feet. Stop allowing yourself to just be existing and not living. Your subconscious mind is programmed by a prototype, genetically and environmentally. You have been programmed to believe and to function the way you are. You do not have to go around with malice in your heart because you see your neighbors having the vehicle that you want, having the life that they have, that you want, so you don't even speak to your neighbors. You're thinking that they're doing something illegal. You're thinking that they upset with you. That's crazy. For you to feel as though that somebody is in your way for you to be prosperous. For you to be successful. That's crazy. For you to feel as though somebody is always out to get you. Somebody gonna be hating on you. Somebody is gonna be talking about you, slandering you, gossiping about you. See, you your biggest stereotype. That's why others stereotype you, because you the one that stereotype yourself. You repeating the same prototype. It's time for you to bring down that great wall, that imaginary wall within your mind. The subconscious mind is like a garbage disposal. It doesn't matter if you put trash in it or something that is good. It doesn't matter. The subconscious mind gonna accept whatever you put into it. Stop wasting time on foolishness, madness, and ignorance. You feed your mind these different shows, different songs. You feed your mind about what presidential candidate is going to win. How is that helping you? How is that helping you when you still living in poverty? I'm not going to blame no presidential candidate, not even President Obama, because I'm living in poverty. That's foolishness. They not my cause because I'm in poverty. So if they not my cause, how can they bring me out of something that they have no involvement in? You see how silly that sounds? For me to even be mad at the bird because the bird can fly, and I'm mad at the Creator because the Creator didn't give me wings to fly, and the bird mad at me because the bird doesn't have dominion over the creatures and the sun, moon, and star. Like me being the original, like me being the Asiatic people, that's crazy. See, we go so far to the left that we do ourselves and our family we do them a disfavor. That's why our children do the things that they do, because they only repeating what we have done and continuing to do. That's why we must rise above emotions into the thinking of the Creator. Roosevelt Muhammad cannot make it, cannot be successful if he's upset with Les Brown. That's crazy. I'm a speaker. Les Brown is a speaker to help people to overcome mixed feelings and controversy, to overcome the difficulties, and I'm mad at him. That's crazy. When I'm coming on the foundation that he has laid along with others. Les Brown is one of my mentors. It wouldn't do Les Brown no justice if he mad at the way this young speaker, Roosevelt Muhammad, the way how he get the attention of people, the way I influence people. Everybody have their own niche. Everybody have their own way of attracting minds. Whether it's young or older, it doesn't matter about the color of a people. It's billions of people that is starving for inspiration, that is starving for motivation, that is starving for happiness and peace within them. That's a waste of time to worry about what the next person is doing and ain't doing. It's time out to be a spectator. You have to be a creator. We have to change our prototype. Stop believing what your parents told you, what your guardian told you, that you have to work hard to get anything. You know, you have those that have degrees. They judging the people that dropped out of school. They judging the people that got more than what they have and they went to school. And you got people that dropped out of school upset with the people that went to school for 2 or 4 years or even more, and they have the degrees, what they work for. It's crabs in the barrel. Look at the ones that are successful. Did they finish high school? Some of them didn't. Some of them did. Did they finish college? Did they go to college? Some of them did. Some of them didn't. It's all about your way of thinking. I thank you for tuning in to this productive show, to this inspiration show, this self-improvement, self-development, personal development show to help everybody, regardless of your creed, class, religion, lifestyle, age, or your swag. This show is sufficient for all humanity, regardless to whom or what. Continue to tune in, and thank you for being a part of this show. Have a blessed, prosperous life. Thank you.